Kingston City Council, June 19th, 2023, 7 p.m.
Good evening. We have one adjustment to the agenda. Item 6D we'd like to add. That's under department reports. That would be our insurance agent of record. His report, Robert Zuber's with us. Yes, in the back there. Adding that as item 6D.
Great. Thank you very much. Anything else?
Nope, Your Honor. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to call this. We're going to suspend the council meeting at this time. And Alan Hobson, the chairman of the Urban Renewal. We'll take over for a moment or three.
New business for URA, resolution number 23-046, adoption of budget with appropriations for 2023-2024 fiscal year. Read by title only. Ms. Sardi.
Thank you, Chairman. Resolution 23-046, this is for Urban Renewal Agency. A resolution adopting the budget. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Urban Renewal Agency, City of Winston, hereby adopts the budget for the fiscal year 2023-2024 in the total of $378,570. This budget is now on file at the City of Winston, Oregon.
Thank you. Comments from the audience? Any comments from the audience? Council, the board, excuse me, comments to the board. Board action. Do I have a motion?
I move we accept resolution 23-046.
Second.
Second.
Moved and seconded a couple times for adoption of resolution 23-046, adoption of budget for the appropriations for 2023-24 fiscal year. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? Unanimous. I will close the Urban Renewal meeting and turn it back to the mayor.
Thank you, Councilor Hobson. Okay, now we're going to have a public hearing. On the Housing Needs Analysis Transportation System. And which one is this, Thomas? I'm sorry.
That's okay, Mr. Mayor. It's the script for the Winston City Council. Looks like this.
Okay.
The other one for the other public hearing is just about one pager.
Thank you. City of Winston Council will conduct a legislative public hearing to consider proposed legislative amendments to the Winston Municipal Code and Comprehensive Plan. To ensure that these proceedings are conducted in a fair and orderly manner, state law has established rules and procedures governing the conduct of land use hearings. I will now explain the procedures we will follow. The hearing will be conducted in the following order of events. A list of those interested in speaking will be obtained. The City Council will then hear the written staff report. After that, the public testimony will be taken. I want to stress that all testimony, including rebuttal, will be directed to the Winston City Council. Direct exchanges between opposing parties will not be allowed during the hearing. The hearing will then be closed and discussion limited to members of the City Council and staff. A recommendation for the Winston Planning Commission has been made, and the final action toward adoption will be taken by City Council following a hearing to adopt an ordinance for the proposed legislative amendment. Does everyone understand the hearing procedures as I've described them? Don't fall asleep yet, it gets better. Please note that these hearings are being tape recorded. This is to provide a full record of the hearing, so it is important that only one person speak at a time, and only after being recognized. After you have been recognized, please begin by clearly stating your name and residence address for the record. I will now open the legislative public hearing to consider proposed legislative amendments to the City of Winston Municipal Code and Comprehensive Plan. If anyone in the audience believes that this matter should be heard as a quasi-judicial matter rather than as a legislative matter, now is the time to address your concerns to the Commission. Those wishing to testify will now establish for the record those persons who wish to speak at this hearing. If there's anyone present who wishes to speak at the legislative hearing, staff have received any written comments on this proposal?
We have not.
Winston City Council is concerned that this hearing be both fair in substance and in appearance. Therefore, it is important that we establish for the record that all members of the council are able to hear and decide this request in a fair and objective manner. Do any members of the council have an interest, financial interest in the arrangements, in the amendments, which is the subject of this hearing?
No.
Do any members wish to disclose any facts which might create that appearance that they may have a conflict of interest or otherwise unable to participate in this hearing in a fair and objective manner?
No.
Does any party have an objection to any member of the Winston City Council participating in this hearing? Now that the Winston City Council has been qualified, we will proceed with the hearing. Will the city planner please present the written report? And by planner, we're talking our assistant manager, Thomas McIntosh.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of council, members of the audience. Staff and our extended engineering team are very excited to be here because, as we've been discussing, this transportation system plan culminates around a couple of years' worth of work. And I won't be overly extensive because the information has been there. The plan has evolved. It has been available to the public. There are a couple of housekeeping items we want to make sure to read into the record, but we do want to offer a special thanks to our Planning Advisory Committee, which is a group of folks, citizens here. Matt Kittleson from Kittleson & Associates, and Miranda Burris, also Virginia Allant from ODOT. They've all contributed to really all of the components of this plan. Legislative hearing and these amendments do come before you with a recommendation of approval from your planning commission from the city. They held a public hearing on May 10th, 2023, and forwarded the recommendation of approval to council now for a hearing. Notice of the proposed amendments were submitted to the Department of Land and Conservation Development on March 31st, 2023, at least 35 days prior to the commission hearing and the hearing this evening. Notice was sent to all affected property owners and the public, and a legal notice was posted April 20th, 2023. So those are some of the required housekeeping items that, in terms of notices that we are required to establish. In terms of context, the transportation system plan was not completely deficient. There were remnants of the existing one we were able to utilize, but it was updated and overhauled in a significant regard. There were different things that we were able to factor in that helps enhance the city's approach from an infrastructure standpoint. For example, driveway spacing, transportation analysis requirements, all of those were missing, and the city is now able to use those tools to orchestrate better development. So that's just a couple of things, that updates that are in there. The other half of this is the housing needs analysis. This public hearing and the ordinance essentially executes the augmentation of both of those plans. So the transportation system plan, handling a lot of the circulation and traffic, but the housing needs analysis handling more of what is our housing stock and supply going to look like in the next 20 years. There's a lot of data there as well. So this these two plans, thanks to our city recorder, Cindy, appreciate all the work she put in. We had to put it in the Dropbox because there's just so much information there, which I'm sure everybody read. It's just a riveting read. The TSP is 189 pages, and the housing needs analysis.
Riveting.
Absolutely riveting, Mayor. I'm happy to take any questions, but we have, again, this has been out in the public. We've held ample open houses, public hearings. The plan has evolved and has been put in place now as a perfected and final draft. But, happy to take any questions. That concludes my staff report.
Any questions for Mr. McIntosh? From any of y'all? Okay. Well, I will now close the hearing. We will revisit this a little bit later in the agenda. We're going to move on to the next item on the list, which is another public hearing. SDC methodology rate increase. This is a required public hearing to accept public input on issues not related to land use. Do I have a motion to open a public hearing?
Make a motion to open the public hearing.
A second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. You got the time to the beginning, Cindy?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Public hearing procedure. The City of Winston Municipal Code, Title 3, Chapter 30, Section 30.09. Specifies the order of presentation of testimony at public hearings after the hearing is opened as follows. Staff report, out of meeting or conflict of interest disclosures, public statements in opposition, public statements in favor, public statements in general, council questions and comments. The following presentation of testimony, the presiding officer will open the floor for a motion to close the hearing. Okay. So what we're going to do, if there's nothing further, I'm looking for a motion. We're not going to do that yet. Staff report, please, Mr. McIntosh.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of council, members of the audience. So the City of Winston has a system development charge program that we enacted some years ago. Essentially, it only affects new growth. So if you build a new house, a new commercial operation, a new industrial building, you are typically assessed a system development charge. We have several different areas. Two of those are wastewater and parks, with the assumption that the addition of your development will place additional stress on the system and you'll be utilizing the wastewater system, the parks in the city. So we assess a fee, and most cities have an SDC program. And Winston took a hard look at our SDC program, particularly the wastewater and the parks fees. And we had our two engineering groups do system development charge methodologies. Well, those studies dictated that our fees are not being allocated appropriately. They needed to be raised in some fashion. For example, our park SDC fee is $150, which doesn't really allow us to bring in a sufficient amount of funds to support the parks in a normal regard. So it was proposed by our engineering group, Seen Morin or Medea Development LLC, who put together a very good methodology report. It was proposed that it should be brought up to a minimum of between 1,000 to 1,300. It was previously recommended that we spearhead the 1,000 amount and raise it to that amount. The wastewater side, Civil West Engineering constructed a methodology report that was very detailed, very elaborate, and showed full justification for raising the wastewater fee to up to $6,000. We settled on $5,500. The SDC program, changing it, adopting new methodologies, requires us to do a noticing process. So we are required to notice the public 90 days prior to this hearing. We're required to have the methodology reports available to the public 60 days, which we did so back in March and posted in the normal regard. So we're recommending now, in conjunction with a resolution that's later on the agenda, to urge council to adopt the new parks and wastewater methodology reports and raise the SDC fees for park to $1,000 and wastewater to $5,500 per EDU or dwelling unit, plus an annual increase based on the consumer price index. That concludes my report. Happy to take any questions.
Thank you, Mr. McIntosh.
Two questions.
Hang on a second.
Sorry.
First, we have to see if you have any out-of-meeting conflict or interest disclosures.
No.
Okay, public statements in opposition. Public statements in favor. Public statements in general. Here's your big time, Dave. Council questions and comments.
Okay. What is the current wastewater SDC?
I think it is 3850, I want to say. It's 38 and change. Uh-huh. And 3874. Thank you, Cindy.
3874. And then on the 5500, is that falling in line with cities of our size?
It is. It's comparable. It's even still on the low end. So, and just to be transparent, the 5500 is coupled with an annual increase based on the CPI, plus a 2% increase for administrative. So that's the other side of it. But it's on the low end, but it is comparable with other cities.
Thank you.
Anybody else have any questions for Thomas? Okay, if there's nothing further, I'm looking for a motion to close the public hearing.
So moved.
A motion for a second?
Second.
Motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Do any council members have anything to discuss? Hearing nothing further, discussion is closed.
That part of the meeting is closed.
Okay. So now we're going to go to consent agenda. We need to approve the minutes from the meeting of June 5th. Any discussion on the minutes? Motion to approve.
Make a motion
to
approve the minutes.
Motion for a second, please.
I second it.
Motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Thank you very much. Comments from the audience. Anyone wishing to discuss items not covered on this agenda are welcome to address the City Council as a whole. Please state your name and address for the record. Each speaker will be given a maximum of 3 minutes. Speakers may not defame, intimidate, or use profanity or personal affronts. The council reserves the right to delay action until they have full information on the issue. Would anyone like to speak to council? Thank you very much. Moving right along, reports of boards, commissions, committees, and schools. Thomas McIntosh, please, for the economic development on June 14th.
Yeah, just a quick report on that, Mayor, members of council, thank you. The Economic Development Board did meet. They did have a quorum. They discussed some of the city projects that are kind of ongoing. There wasn't much of an update in that regard from the city because some of our projects we're anticipating are still kind of, they haven't turned in permits. From what I understand, they're still working on engineering and different things like that. Our marketing coordinator was not there, so we weren't able to go over any elements of the Wander Winston program. There was a brief presentation by Kim from Coos Douglas Curry Development in terms of a couple of programs. Their pitch night that's coming up for small businesses. And that concludes my report.
Thank you, Mr. McIntosh. Park Board, June 13th. Ms. Anderson, please.
Okay, we are still talking about storage contracts at Riverbend Park. The storage areas have been there for a long time. There's some organization that needs to happen. So, yeah, we're still just going through
What's
that.
What's the general gist on that?
Well, we're trying to consolidate them into one area, but...
area in the stage building or
yes.
somewhere else?
In the stage building.
Okay.
It's kind of the direction we're going right now. But there needs to be some more organization before we can kind of see what space is needed.
Okay.
Kind of where we're at on that. And then there were actually two motions to the city council. One is for some memorial trees to be placed back here at the Civic Wayside Park. For Nikki McBride and Patricia Turner, who have been very active in the community. That was recommended to the council for approval. And it was discussed that trees kind of can die off, so maybe a bench or something of that sort would be a better memorial. So that will be determined, but.
Funding?
So Edie Young was the one presenting that, and she is going to try to do some fundraising for that.
Okay.
The second one is to, the seniors have some storage at the pavilion at Riverbend Park, and they just want to change how the doors are instead of, they want to have roller doors instead of opening doors. And so the park board also recommended that to City Council.
Funding for it?
They are going to cover that. It's pretty minimal. It's just some hardware stuff.
Andy, comments, please?
Well, we think that's probably a good idea because anybody's been in there, it's really difficult to move some of those larger items or half finagles. So the idea of having the barn door, kind of a slide door, makes sense. It's the structure's there, might as well get some use out of it.
Okay. Is this going to be in lieu of the food pantry, or is this going to be?
It's part of it. They'll kind of work together and until their ultimate goal, of course, of their own area.
So are we supposed to approve something tonight on this? I'd like some more information, quite frankly, on the memorial before I put that up to a vote. We need to table that for a meeting and draw a little more information. Door thing, that's up to y'all.
I have no problem with it. I make a motion that we approve the door.
Okay. I have a motion and a second. For approval of the changing of the door operations and the pavilion at Riverbend Light Park?
Definitely a second.
Okay, well, I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign? Thank you very much.
I've got one question though. Is a barn door going to go on the inside so people can't break in?
Yeah.
And you can reinforce it. Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah,
just on the barn.
Just a quick follow up too, because we already explained to Edie because we have the park project worksheet in form. She still has to go through all that, and then we still have to bring that in front of council so everybody's clear and following up on the memorial trees with the plaques and things. We kind of try to steer away from that because we're going to write something up, but the city won't be responsible for the ultimate tree, and hopefully not lost. But you know, those things happen, so we'll make sure we address that.
Okay, so she's aware there's a worksheet needs done.
Yeah, that's been sent off to her. So.
Thank you. Anything else on the park board? Thank you, Ms. Anderson. Department report. Mr. Sherlock's report is in the packet. Community Development Director, Mr. McIntosh, you have anything more for us?
Nope, nothing to add to the report, Mayor. Thank you.
Administrative, Mr. Bauer is no longer. He's excused. Chief, anything to add?
Nothing to add, Your Honor.
Thank you. New business. Request for a reappointment for the Friends of the Winston Library, Vicki Wilson.
I move we reappoint Vicki Wilson to the Friends of the Winston Library.
Have a motion. Looking for a second?
I second.
Motion and a second. Any more of the discussion?
I just one quick question. Since it is a Winston Library now, is the Friends of the Winston Library still a legitimate phrase?
What do you want to call it?
It's the Winston Library. It's sanctioned by the city.
They still be friends, don't they? Yeah.
I'm not speaking for them at all, but I think they're kind of married to that foul thing.
They are, definitely.
Okay.
And so why not just leave it that way? We can
it was just a question.
But actually, yeah, it was, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
Being a Winston Library.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to call for a vote to promote Vicki Wilson for a reappointment to the FOWL, Winston, Friends of Winston Library. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign? Thank you very much. Workshop dates. We're looking now into July. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to skip the meeting on the 3rd. So we'll go to the meeting. I'll have a meeting on the 10th instead. And we can discuss prior to that. We need to have a workshop. But I I think we're going to need one sometime in July to kind of get things straightened out for the new year. Any comments or opinions on that?
Mr. Mayor, if I may, there was a previous request to do liaison training. We have a couple boards, commission committees that don't have council liaisons.
Okay.
Back in January, there was some discussion about doing a workshop on going through what the council liaison jobs are and those types of things.
Let's do that on the 10th, then, shall we?
Yeah, and then immediately after, we can maybe make an effort of assigning the rest of the board's commissions committees.
I do apologize, Dr. Zuber, I missed you. Department reports, D. Robert Zuber, big mistake. Going to talk about our insurance for the city of Winston, CIS.
I apologize on bringing this to you at the last minute, but we had a hard time with Mark. We had several meetings for the paperwork to get done before and got them canceled after three. And finally, we got down to the last minute and got canceled again, but Tom sat in and Ann were able to get the information for special CIS. So that's why, and I knew it was the meeting in the last deal. Last day before I got it, Friday, so here I am. So
well, I'm glad you're here, sir.
Well, I'm glad to be here. The quote you'll see in your packet from CIS, there's been no real major changes to your plan. The only changes made, we took off a surplus vehicle, the 2004 Ford F-350, but we added a 2022 Bobcat skid steer. That was cost of $72,000, so they kind of offset each other there on that. Your premium you have represents about a 13% increase. Industry-wide, that's actually very modest. If any of you have seen the situation with insurance lately, you know, in the general lines, it's anywhere from 25 to 30%. So 13% we're happy with. Again, up to end, we budgeted for a 20, so I don't think we can really complain about that. A lot of it's property with the price of lumber. You know, you bought a sheet of plywood lately, you know, from last year.
That was too expensive. I refused to pay that much.
Yeah. Well, strand board. I know, because I had a project strand board with $52 a sheet. So basically, you know, there was no changes to your plan. I just wanted to bring it to you ahead of time. It's not due till in August when they have bill and due, but renewal does come up in July. So I wanted to get it into you so you can look at it. If you have any questions, that way we can do any changes before the billing's due. If there's any questions or any of that. I've met with you before, so I don't think we need to go through line by line like we did last year. You know, it's like I said, that was the only changes that came up. We did talk about one thing they pushed was the optional cybersecurity, and I guess you have, Gordon, Ann, and Tom, you have some outside sources already that provides the cybersecurity coverage.
They're sending me all kinds of requests for.
Well, some of these other optionals too, I wanted to explain. It says optional excess liability. You do have excess liability, as you'll see on the one page. You have an extra $4,800,000 above the base coverage, and an excess $14,400,000 in an aggregate. That would be the maximum in a year that it would pay out as far as your liability goes. But they do offer another. I mean, you can go up to an additional double that if you wanted, which would bring you up to almost $30 million if you wanted the coverage. You've never had that before.
Do we have that kind of liability?
Huh?
Do we have that kind of liability?
Well, it's who knows with attorneys, you know.
I don't know what Dave's going to do.
Generally, they go for what, you know, they'll go for what you have unless there's gross negligence, especially at high limit. You got above the minimum, so you do have an umbrella which protects the city that goes against that. You know, who's to say, you know, what an attorney, if something came back, they found out something could affect in the sewer that you were treating it wrong, and a gas came out, exploded, you wouldn't have to be able to have enough coverage. I mean, the whole city. So it's
somebody else could own this.
Yeah. It's a way that, you know, an automobile accident, yeah, you have enough, you know. In most cases, you got $5 million for auto coverage. That'll take care of, even if there's a lot of people, multiple accident, this kind of thing, the court's going to say, you're being responsible. The main thing you got to worry about is if they're saying, you know, a city with $1 million liability, your probably attorney's going to come in and say, you were being irresponsible, you weren't protecting the public.
Right. Well, okay. Any questions for Robert?
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ann, we good here? We need to approve this tonight?
You certainly can if you'd like, yes.
So, any more discussion? Looking for a motion to approve the proposal from Robert Zuber?
I make a motion we approve this proposal for our insurance coverage.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Thank you very much. Okay. Moving right along. So, resolution 231085, budget for the year 2023-24. Read by title only, Ms. Sardi, please.
Thank you, Mayor. Resolution number 23-1085. A resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council adopting the operating and capital budget for the City of Winston for the 2023-2024 fiscal year and making appropriations.
Thank you, Ms. Sardi. Staff report, Ann Munson. Please, Ann.
Yes. Thank you, Mayor, Council, citizens. My staff report is going to cover all five of the budget resolutions. Resolutions 23-1085 through 23-1089. These resolutions are passed annually to adopt the budget as approved by the Budget Committee, certify the municipal services per ORS 0.221.760, declare the city's election to receive state revenues, and impose and categorize taxes and adopt a classification and compensation schedule. I recommend the City Council approve these resolutions. These resolutions are required for the City of Winston to receive state revenue funds and to operate the 2023-2024 fiscal year with a total appropriations of $9,741,446 and a total budget of $11,400,784.
Thank you, Ms. Munson. Are we able to vote on these in total? Do we need to go through each resolution individually?
They should be read by title each one.
Okay. So, looking for a motion then to any comments from the audience on resolution 23-1085? Council action. Any questions from council? Looking for a motion to approve then, please.
I move that we approve resolution 23-1085 as read.
A motion, looking for a second?
Second.
Motion and a second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Thank you very much. Resolution 23-1086. Ms. Sardi, please, by title only.
Thank you, Mayor. Resolution number 23-1086, a resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council, certifying the provision of certain municipal services by the City of Winston.
Thank you. You already read the staff report. So, comments from the audience? Council action. Anybody from council have any questions? Looking for a motion then to approve 23-1086.
I make a motion that we approve resolution 1086.
A motion looking for a second?
I second.
Motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carried. Thank you very much. Resolution 23-1087, read by title only. Ms. Sardi, please.
Resolution number 23-1087, a resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council declaring the City of Winston's election to receive state revenues for the 2023-2024 fiscal year.
Thank you very much. This all baffles me that we have to approve accepting money. Staff report, thank you, Annie. You already took care of that. Comments from the audience? Looking for a motion to approve 23-1087?
I'll make that motion.
I have a motion. Looking for a second?
I'll second.
Motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Thank you very much. Motion carries. Resolution 23-1088. Read by title only, Ms. Sardi, please.
Thank you, Mayor. Resolution number 23-1088, a resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council imposing and categorizing taxes for the City of Winston for the 2023-2024 fiscal year.
Thank you. Any questions from the audience? Council action. Looking for a motion to approve, please. I can't do it. Somebody else got to do this.
I make a motion that we pass Resolution 1088.
Have a motion from Councilor Cunningham.
Second.
And Anderson, Councilor from... All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Okay, here we go. We're almost done with the fun stuff. Resolution 23-1089, by title only, Ms. Sardi, please.
Resolution number 23-1089, a resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council adopting the classification and compensation schedule for the City of Winston for the 2023-2024 fiscal year.
Thank you very much. Looking for any comments from the audience? These guys are going to mess me up. Somebody's going to stand right here. Council action. Anybody want to give a motion on this one, please?
I move that we pass Resolution 23-1089.
Have a motion. Looking for a second?
I second.
Motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Thank you. Resolution 23-1090. I don't see a... In there. There it is. Read by title only, Ms. Sardi, please.
Thank you again, Mayor. Resolution number 23-1090, a resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council, authorizing the city manager to enter into a lease agreement with Joe Hammock, titled Winston Green WWTF Pasture Land, for the period commencing July 1, 2023 and ending June 30, 2025 for an amount of $1,200.
So that's a two-year period, is that correct?
Correct.
Why are we only doing it for 2 years at a time? Is there a reason?
There is not. We can potentially, that gives us time to reassess if there's any kind of renegotiating for the fee for those type, but we can certainly up the amount of years if that is the council's direction.
5 years, not too much.
Don't we put our clean sewage on that pasture land?
That's almost an oxymoron. Clean sewage.
Well, how treated. Do I say it?
Treated.
That's the place where the some of the.
But isn't that what we use that pasture land for? Yeah. And so why should we do that when the price of everything else is going up? Why don't we just leave it at 2 years? I don't see why we should do it at five.
It's a possibility, too, that Mr. Hammock would not want to necessarily lease it every year also.
Yes, we don't know.
Well, the longer we can tie them up, the better off we might be.
But actually, keeping 2 years with Councilor White said, in case we have to increase the cost, to raise the rent or do any other type of action.
We pay him the rent.
He pays us.
He pays us.
Okay. Yeah.
Want to keep it the way that it is.
Looking for a motion to approve.
I move that we adopt Resolution 23-1090.
Second.
Motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Okay. Resolution 23-1091. The siphon project design. We heard all about this last week, our last meeting. Siphon project design, Ms. Sardi, please.
Resolution number 23-1091, a resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council authorizing the city manager to enter into an agreement with Civil West Engineering Services for the completion of the design for future construction of an inverted sewer siphon for an amount not to exceed $102,000.
Thank you. Any comments from the audience? Excuse me, staff report. Andy, help.
Yeah, Andy.
Well, basically, we're to the design thing of this siphon, which we're pretty excited. It's been a long process. A lot of hurdles and humps to jump through, so to speak. Basically, we're just rerouting a new line underneath the river, some boring, some line locates. The existing has outlived its useful life. We've done some research on it. It's deteriorated to the point now the existing site has been brought up. So I wanted to clarify for some of the folks who are not here going through the process that we actually looked at the old site and can we save it? Can we rehab this thing to save the city some money? It was determined we can't. It's that far gone. So this is this siphon. We've done the work now to the design part of it. Ultimate goal is through the design. We end up with a contractor into this thing. Then we do the bid. Then we get to spend some more money, a couple million plus on this thing. So this is where it's at. And following up, it's $102,000, and we'll be using ARPA funds for that one. I want to throw a tidbit in there. The existing, we have two 12-inch and a 1/15-inch line, and right now we're looking at upsizing to 1/12, a 16, and an 18.
So we're going to do three?
Yeah, there'll be three. It'll be everything just, and then once again, that shows the growth of Winston and the flow. So every drop of sewage in the city of Winston flows through that siphon to the treatment plant for treatment. So the existing 12s and the everything's upsized. So it's basically... There's where we're at on it. I'd be happy to take any questions. That's kind of just a quick, down and dirty overview of this thing.
Any questions for Andy?
So this, will this lead to the final design then?
This will be the design.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
And this is ARPA funds?
We'll be using ARPA to pay for it. Not sure what's left in that fund, then.
I'll check in as soon as we keep updating. We keep spending money there. I have to keep reducing it. But we have enough money to cover this, most definitely.
I hope so.
I hope so. We have more buildings coming in.
Yeah, we're good. We got plenty of money there to cover this.
Mm-hmm. And they can get started right away is what their proposal said, so that's still okay.
July 1st. They do work. We work with them to kind of keep the momentum moving, but we don't start getting built until July 1st at this point. Or July 3rd, or whatever it is.
Any more questions for Mr. Howell? Motion to approve, please.
Make a motion, we approve.
Have a motion looking for a second?
Second.
A motion, a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, same sign? Thank you very much. Okay, we have a resolution 23-1092 is an intergovernmental agreement with the Winston-Dillard School District to provide SROs, school resource officers. Read by title only, please, Ms. Sarton.
Resolution number 23-1092. A resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council authorizing the city manager to enter into an agreement with the Winston-Dillard School District for the city's police department to provide a school resource officer for placement at the high school and other campuses and facilities within the district with the expense of the position funded by the Winston-Dillard School District.
Thank you, Ms. Sardi. Staff report, is that going to be Chief Sardi?
Actually, it was supposed to be the manager, but I could probably wing it if you'd like.
Attaboy.
Come on, wing it.
I'll wing it. So it's actually for two school resource officers. They're full-time at the school. Basically, what we did is we did a four-year contract. We added in a couple perks for them that because they're retired officers. We gave them some comp time. We gave them two additional snow days. And then what else did we do?
We're covering their insurance.
Oh, and we're covering their insurance into the summertime.
Super.
Yeah.
Any questions for the chief on the SROs?
I was at the school board meeting last week, and the school district is very, very happy with you guys already.
Good.
So just a note, I check about quarterly with all the principals to find out where they're at, if there's any positives, anything we can work on, and they've been a 10. I mean, they're retired officers, so their work ethic is above reproach. I don't have to manage them. They're self-managing. It's a perfect model for other school districts to look after. And then they assist our officers when there's disturbances or whatever. I got more school cops than I do road guys, right? I got one road guy, two school cops. So it offsets that, and there's a visual deterrent of three cars out there instead of just one. So the visual deterrent alone of them going around is a benefit.
To clarify, the one road guy, that's per shift.
Yes, one road guy per shift.
Yeah. I saw a couple concerned looks out there. I'm like, we have more than just Brandon here, okay? Thankfully. Okay, looking for a motion to approve this IGA. Any more questions? Motion, please.
I make a motion to approve. Pass resolution number 23-1092.
Through the chortle, she did that. Nice job. Looking for a second, please.
Second.
A motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We're almost through this, guys. Resolution 23-1093, SDC rate increase for wastewaters and parks. Ms. Sardi, please, by title only.
Thank you, Mayor. Resolution number 23-1093, a resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council adopting the updated wastewater and parks systems development charge methodology reports, establishing the charge rate, and amending resolution numbers 460 and 461.
Thank you, Ms. Sardi. We already got a staff report from Mr. McIntosh. Anything to add, sir?
Not at this time, Mayor. Thank you.
Okay, any questions from the audience? Comments? Council?
Thomas, when were the SDC set for Richmond? Do you have any idea when they were set?
Our program? I don't know the exact date. I know that the SDC program in any regard was adopted in the early 90s, late 80s, and cities started really catching on. For us, I think it's late 90s. We changed it again in the early 2000s, and it's really kind of sat for a lot of years.
Any more questions? Motion to approve.
I'll make a motion that we approve resolution 23-1093.
Second.
Motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Thank you. Ordinance 23-713, the Transportation System Plan Housing Needs Analysis. By title only, please, Ms. Sardi.
Thank you, Mayor. Ordinance number 23-713. An ordinance of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council amending the Winston Municipal Code, Sections 153 and 154, and Comprehensive Plan to adopt a new transportation system plan and housing needs analysis.
Thank you. Mr. McIntosh, anything to add?
No. Thank you, Mayor.
Comments from the audience? Questions? Okay, so this is going to be a motion to move forward to the second reading.
Correct.
Anybody? I so moved. Have a motion and a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you very much. Non-agenda items from councilors. Upcoming agenda items, stormwater mapping, grant funding. Thomas, any comment on that?
Yeah, so just real quick, Mayor, we previously passed, or the council previously passed a resolution. The grant was originally for $24,000. That was the amount. DEQ then had a real cumbersome time trying to find the entire funding. They had some issues pulling. So essentially what they had available up front was $9,100. Our engineer has been doing work on it, hasn't really invoiced the city yet. Well, they found the rest of the additional funding to put that up to the necessary $24,000. So at the next meeting, we'll just have a resolution to have you accept the rest of the funding. So fairly straightforward.
Cool. Thank you. Checks, the good of the order, check copies were in our packets. Claims excess of $500 were there as well. Announcements, June 22nd, Oktoberfest Committee, 5 p.m. here at City Hall. June 30th, Riverbend Live begins summer concert series Fridays until July 28th. Theater Act 7, 28, and 29, all shows at 7 Riverbend Park Stage. July 1st, Independence Day Celebration and Parade, Festivities begin at 11 with a parade from Abby's Pizza to Riverbend Park, then the fireworks after dark. July 1st, second annual Walk on the Wild Side with the wine event benefiting the local feral cat and spay and neuter program. Fun starts at 3 p.m. Civic Wayside Park. July 3rd, Winston City Council, 7 p.m. That's going to be on the 10th. Please make that note, Cindy.
You got it.
Thank you. Tuesday, July 4th, city offices will be closed in observance of Independence Day. Fly the flag on the happy 247th birthday for America. July 7th and 8th, the Summer Night Cruise and Shine Friday, cruise Saturday. July 8th, bike rides northwest, Riverbend Park. It's going to be like 300 people, 60 plus on bicycles, heading for Bandon from here. Can you imagine that? Probably they got that old, you'd be that much smarter. Anyway, they're going to leave here on the 8th. They'll have a big celebration the first night. They'll leave here on the 9th, and then they'll come back, and they'll finish the ride here on the 15th. And then July 14th and 15th, the Southern Oregon Blues Festival at the Winston Community Center. Executive session?
None, Your Honor.
Adjournment. Thank you very much for y'all being here.
I'm impressed.
Meeting adjourned 7:51.